Blog Talk Radio.
My goodness. Good morning and welcome to another Read the Word. This is going to be a good day. You're going to enjoy this one. We are on day number, 182?
Wow.
Some of you have actually made it every day in a row.
Yeah.
I mean, you're like, Pastor, I am still alive. Yes, I know. But you may never have ever read this much Bible. But start speaking your faith on it that you're doing it. Now, think about this. I heard this today. In your life, when thoughts of failure come, they're only going to come from the enemy.
Yeah.
Because the enemy is not going to bring up your successes. And thoughts of success are only going to come from the Father helping you go to the next level and move that mountain that he wants you to move. So you can automatically nail, bring into subjection, 2 Corinthians 10, 3-5, every thought by just this identifier that I'm giving you right now. The Father's not going to bring up your past. He's already forgiven it, redeemed it, and thrown it in the sea of his forgetfulness. Why is he going to bring up your past? He ain't. But see, the enemy does. So when the past is coming up, stand in the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus and say, that's just a picture. That has no authority over my life another day.
Amen.
It's pretty good, isn't it? I got that revelation all by myself through somebody else. No, that was so liberating. There's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Literally, think about it. You don't have to go anywhere to find yourself. People are like, I'm going to get me a new job so I can find myself. No. Open this book and find yourself. Who you am in Christ Jesus. Because now you'll find that you're an heir of God, a joint heir with Jesus, a minister of reconciliation, that you're an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven. You've been made a king and a priest to our God. You got an inheritance. You got that fades not away and is incorruptible. So all of a sudden, you're a different being. And you get to realize who you are in Jesus Christ. Now, tonight we're reading the book of Obadiah. And you may have to go to the index to find it because I kept turning past it. I'm like, it's right here by Jonah. But anyways, I'm going to give us a little bit of a study of Obadiah first because we only got three chapters and there ain't but about 25 verses to read. And it's going to be a good study and you'll enjoy this evening. Thanks for being with us. Remember to share this with everybody you know. Honestly, share it with everybody you know. This is one of the easiest way to help people be disciples. And you can tell them it's not church. Tell them, Pastor ain't going to preach at you. He ain't going to preach at you. And you and I can help people get accustomed to hearing the word of God. And if you want to know how to hear God's voice better, read his word. All right. Now, let's pray our opening prayer like we do every time we come together. I'm pretty excited about tonight. It's going to be a good time. Father, I open my spirit, my soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love. and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes all knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, let's give you a little history of Obadiah. Obadiah can be found between the books of Amos and Isaiah, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, and Mr. Tobacco. Oh, Zephaniah, and then Tobacco. Now, Habakkuk, not Tobacco. Obadiah was a prophet. We have his prophecy. We're going to read it. He served under King Ahab and was actually a member of his court. The main theme of Obadiah is a spiritual message, God's providential care for his people, and judgment on Edom. Now, Edom was the descendants of Esau. Edom, throughout all of their history, had a chip on their shoulder because Esau sold his birthright to Jacob. Now, it ain't Jacob's fault. That's Esau's. And God said to Esau, you have hated your birthright, and you will be cursed. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read about Edom first, and then we'll read about Obadiah because he's going to prophesy. You ready? So write down these references as we go. Genesis 25, chapter 25, verses 12 through 34. No. Genesis I wrote the wrong reference down.
Oh, no.
All right. Let's try. Isn't that just something? All right. Families of Ishmael. Here it is. It's not 12 through 34. It is Genesis 25. What did I write down? Oh, that's the whole story. All right. Let's read. I got it now. Did you? Are you with me?
We're waiting.
It's interesting when you write the notes and you're like, are you serious? What did I just do here? All right, let's go. 19, Genesis 25, 19 through 34, right? The rest of them will all be right. This is the genealogy of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begat Isaac. Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah as wife. That's 40 years with no wife. The daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian, of Padan Aram, sister of Laban, the Syrian. Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife because she was barren. The Lord granted his plea, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. But the children struggled within her. She had twins. She said, all is well. Why am I like this? So she went to inquire of the Lord. The Lord said to her, two nations are in your womb. Two people shall be separated from your body. One people shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger. That's interesting. Why? Because God knows you when he forms you and when he puts you in there. If you start rebelling when you're just a seed and an embryo growing,
wow.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
24. So when her days were fulfilled for her to give birth, indeed, there was twins in her womb. The first came out red. He was like a hairy garment all over. They called his name Esau. Afterward, his brother came out, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel, so his name was called Jacob, which means heel grasper. That's what it means. Isaac was 60 years old when she bore them. So the boys grew, and Esau was a skillful hunter, a man of the field. But Jacob was a mild man, dwelling in the tents, mama's boy. And Isaac loved Esau because he ate of his game, but Rebekah loved Jacob. Remember now, God spoke to Rebekah. Verse 29, Jacob cooked a stew, and Esau came in from the field, and he was weary. Esau said to Jacob, please feed me with the same red stew, for I am weary. Therefore, his name was called Edom. That's where the name Edom came from, right there, because he was weary and he needed red stew. Careful what you eat. You could get called after.
Yeah, I guess.
Jacob said, sell me your birthright as of this day. Esau said, look at, see, Jacob was dwelling in the tents because he was on the market. He was trading on the market. And he said, look here, I can get me a birthright right here. So don't think the New York Stock Exchange is something new. Watch this. Esau said, look, I'm about to die, so what is this birthright to me? Jacob said, swear to me as of this day. So he swore to him and sold his birthright to Jacob. That means all the blessing of Abraham now comes on the secondborn, not the first. Jacob gave Esau bread and stew of lentils. He ate and drank, arose, and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Don't do that. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 14 through 17. I know I got this one right. Mm-hmm. Hebrews 12, 14 through 17. Hebrews chapter 12, 14 through 17. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one can see the Lord. Watch this. Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. Bitterness in your heart will defile others. Watch this. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau, who for one morsel of food sold his birthright. For you know that afterward, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place for repentance, though he sought it diligently with tears. Ouch.
Yeah.
Numbers chapter 20, verse 14. Children of Israel are leaving Egypt. And they're trying to get through Edom, Esau's land. Watch this. Moses sent messengers from Kadesh to the king of Edom. Thus says your brother Israel, you know all the hardship that has befallen us, how our fathers went down to Egypt, and we dwelled in Egypt a long time, and the Egyptians afflicted us and our fathers. When we cried out to the Lord, he heard our voice and sent the angel and brought us out of Egypt. Now here we are in Kadesh, a city on the edge of please let us pass through your country. We will not pass through the fields or vineyards, nor will we drink water from the wells. We'll go along the king's highway. We will not turn aside to the right hand or the left until we pass through your territory. Edom said to him, you shall not pass through my land unless I come out against you with a sword. Children of Israel said to him, we will go by the highway, and if any man, livestock, drink any of your water, I'll pay for it. Let me only pass through on foot, nothing more. He said, you shall not pass through. So Edom came out against him with many men and with a strong hand. Thus Edom refused to give passage through his territory. So Israel turned away from him. And God did not forget what Edom had done. Now, let's go to 1 Kings 18. First Kings 18, and we're going to read here verses 1 through 16. Came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the year, third year, go prepare yourself to Ahab, present yourself to Ahab, I'll send rain on the earth. Elijah went to present himself to Ahab, and there was a severe famine in the land. Ahab had called Obadiah, who was in charge of his house. Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. Now watch. For it was while Jezebel massacred the prophets of the Lord that Obadiah had taken 100 prophets, hidden them 50 to a cave, and had fed them with bread and water. Ahab said to Obadiah, go to the land, to all the springs of water, to all the brooks. Perhaps we may find grass to keep the horses alive and mules alive so that we will not have to kill any livestock. So they divided the land between them to explore it. Ahab went one way by himself, Obadiah went another way by himself. As Obadiah was on the way, suddenly Elijah met him. Makes you wonder if Elijah was translated.
Yeah.
That's what that suddenly word means.
Yeah.
He recognized him, fell on his face, and said, is that you, my lord Elijah? He answered and said, it is I. Go tell your master Elijah's here. Look at Obadiah. He said, how have I sinned that you are delivering your servant into the hand of Ahab to kill me? As the Lord your God lives, there's no nation or kingdom where my master has not sent someone to hunt for you. And when they said he's not here, he took an oath from the kingdom and nation that they could not find him. And now you say, go tell your master Elijah's here. So come to pass, as soon as I'm gone from you, the Spirit of the Lord will catch you to a place I do not know. So when I go and tell Ahab and he cannot find you, he will kill me. But I, your servant, have feared the Lord from my youth. Was it not reported to my Lord what I did when Jezebel killed the prophets? Tell the Lord how I hid 100 men of the Lord's prophets, 50 to a cave, and fed them with bread and water? And now you say, go tell your master Elijah is here. He will kill me. He's got that kill word down, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Elijah said, as the Lord the host lives, before whom I stand, I will surely present myself to him today. Obadiah went to Ahab and told him, Ahab went to meet Elijah. Our next verse is 2 Kings chapter 4. This is the life of Obadiah. Some of you don't know him. I'm just painting you the picture. Hey, look here. Well, Wesley Curry, it'd be nice if you showed up here to be a part of what we're doing, but you don't get to come and make a mess. So, God bless you. May you find Jesus. 2 Kings 4, 1 through 7. Obadiah has now died, and his wife has come to the prophet Elisha. Watch this. Certain women of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, your servant, my husband, Obadiah, is dead. And you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves. So Elisha said to her, what shall I do for you? Tell me what you have in your house. And she said, your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil. I love the story. He said, go borrow vessels from everywhere. All your neighbors' empty vessels do not gather, just a few. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you, you and your sons. Then pour it into all those vessels and set aside the full ones. She went from him, shut the door behind her and her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. Came to pass when the vessels were full. I want you to notice she had a little vial of oil and she's filling large vessels. And most scholars believe that it was the burial oil, which was the most expensive. Bring me another vessel. And he said to her, there's not another vessel. So the oil ceased. She came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil, pay your debt. You and your sons live on the rest. And now we're going to go to the book of Obadiah. All right. And Obadiah is still alive when he prophesies this. And remember, Edom had come up against Jehoshaphat, and God said, I'm taking you out because you wouldn't take care of your brothers when it came time to taking care of brothers. So Obadiah in my Bible is found on page 1190, if you have a good Bible. If you say, what's a good Bible, Pastor? This one right here. Snap a screenshot. Thompson Chain Reference Bible, New King James Version. Here we go. Obadiah chapter 1. It's right before Jonah and right after Amos, famous Amos. The vision of Obadiah. Hold on. Better write my time down. Thus says the Lord God concerning Edom. We have heard a report from the Lord. And a messenger has been sent among the nations saying, arise, let us arise up against her for battle. And this is God. Behold, I will make you small among the nations. You shall be greatly despised. Wow. Pride of your heart has deceived you. You who dwell in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high. You who say in your heart, who will bring me down to the ground? He hates a proud look and an arrogant face.
Yeah.
Our Father. Though you ascend on high as the eagle, and though you set your nest among the stars, from there I will bring you down, says the Lord. If thieves had come to you, if robbers by night, oh, how would you be cut off? Would they not have stolen till they had enough? If grape gatherers had come to you, would they not have left some gleanings? Oh, how Esau shall be searched out, how his hidden treasures shall be sought after. All the men in your confederacy shall force you to the border. The men at peace with you shall deceive you and prevail against you. Those who eat your bread shall lay a trap for you. No one is aware of any of it. Will I not in this day, says the Lord, even destroy the wise men from Edom and understanding men from the mountains of Esau? Then your mighty men, O Teman, shall be dismayed to the end that everyone from the mountains of Esau may be cut off by slaughter. Verse 10, for violence against your brother Jacob, shame shall cover you, and you shall be cut off forever. But isn't it
wow.
something that God said to Jacob that you get double for your shame? Why? Because his heart chased after God Almighty. Verse 11, in that day that you stood on the other side, in that day that strangers carried captive his forces, when foreigners entered his gates and cast lots for Jerusalem, even you were as one of them. But you should not have gazed on the day of your brother in the day of his captivity, nor should you have rejoiced over the children of Judah in the day of their destruction, nor should you have spoken proudly in the day of distress. You should not have entered the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Indeed, you should not have gazed on their affliction in the day of their calamity, nor laid hands on their substance in the day of their calamity. He's getting this day of calamity thing pretty specific. Don't ever say that in a prophecy, God doesn't repeat himself over and over and over. Here's one written right in front of your eyes in the day of their calamity. You should not have stood at the crossroads to cut off those among them who escaped, nor should you have delivered up those among them who remained in the day of distress. For the day of the Lord upon all the nations is near. And you, as you have done, it shall be done to you. Your reprisal shall return upon your own head. For as you drank on my holy mountain, so shall all the nations drink continually. Yes, they shall drink and swallow, and they shall be as though they had never been. Israel's final triumph. But on Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. And there shall be holiness. The house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. The house of Jacob shall be a fire. The house of Joseph a flame. The house of Esau shall be stubble. They shall kindle them and devour them. And no survivor shall remain the house of Esau. For the Lord has spoken. The south shall possess the mountains of Esau, and the lowlands shall possess Philistia. They shall possess the fields of Ephraim and the fields of Samaria. Benjamin shall possess Gilead, and the captives of this host of the children of Israel shall possess the land of the Canaanites. As for Zarephath, captains of Jerusalem, who are in Shep and Sepharad, shall possess the cities of the south. Then saviors shall come to Mount Zion to judge the mountains of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. Psalm 82. That's our next verses for tonight, Psalm 82. God stands in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Defend the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and the needy. Deliver the poor and the needy. Free them from the hand of the wicked. They do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are unstable. Are we ever in that spot right now?
Oh my goodness.
All right. I said, this is God. I said, you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for you shall inherit all the earth. And that verse 6 that says you are gods, that is quoted by Jesus, John 10. You write that right in your Bible, John 10, 34. Now watch this. Why did the Holy Spirit write this in the Bible? You got to go find out. Psalm 83. Do not keep silent, O God. Do not hold your peace. Do not be still, O God. For behold, your enemies make a tumult, and those who hate you have lifted up their head. They have taken craftily counsel against your people and consulted together against your sheltered ones. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be remembered no more. For they have consulted together with one consent. They form a confederacy against you. The tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites, Moab and the Hagrites, Gebel, Ammon, Amalek, Philistia with the inhabitants of Tyre. Assyria also has joined them. They have helped the children of Lot. See, there's so much history here, you can't deny these words. It's all in there. You can search these names up historically. Number 9, deal with them as with Midian, as with Sisera, as with Jabin in the brook of Kishon, who perished at Endor, who became as refuse on the earth. Wow. Make their nobles like Oreb and like Zeb. Yes, all their princes like Zeba and Zalmunna. These are people that Israel wiped out. Who said, let us take for ourselves the pasture of God for a possession? Oh, my God, make them like whirling dust, like the chaff before the wind, as the fire burns up the wood, and as the flames set the mountains on fire. So pursue them with your tempest and frighten them with your storm. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek your name, O Lord. Let them be confounded and dismayed forever. Yes, let them be put to shame and perish, that they may know that you, whose name alone is the Lord, are the Most High over all the earth. That is some amazing reading right there tonight. The history of Obadiah, the history of Edom. Now you can understand why God was so against Edom, because Esau would not let Jacob get back inside his own land and told him, you got to walk out around us. That's messed up. Because Jacob and Esau had cleared it all up. This is usually the part where we do circle the wagons. But we've been circling these wagons all night. The most important thing is don't sell your birthright. All right, I'll write it now. Do not sell your birthright. Matter of fact, find everything in this Bible that says you have an inheritance in God and get it in your life. And don't use violence against another brother. Don't use violence at all, except against the enemy. God will bless you. Let's pray the prayer of salvation. We do this every time we come here because you never know who's here, that this might be your only time to meet a preacher to say, let me lead you into the prayer of salvation, and I want to be the one to do it. If you pray this prayer with me right now, I'll give it to you a couple words at a time. When we're finished, you will be right with God. It doesn't matter what your past is. Ready? Pray this. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you, Lord.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Put your hands out and say, and I receive you into my life right now.
And I receive you into my life right now.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and your righteousness.
Filling every cell of my being.
Filling every cell of my being.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy
so
Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in
understand
power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful
as a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen and
amen.
That's the first time you prayed that prayer on the inside. You're like, wow, what's going on? I'm something's going on in here. Somebody said that to me. And I thought, you know, people say it's a feeling, hot water, you know, hot oil, honey. And people call it all kinds of stuff. But one guy said, I'm really experiencing. And that's the reality because it's not a feeling. You are literally being filled with God right now. Right now while I'm talking to you. And you said all of your love, mercy, grace, and righteousness fill me. Well, I got a word for you. When all that fills you, all that deals with everything inside and drives the dark, the dirt, the wicked, the confused, the sad, the lost, the lonely, drives it all out. And you get that wonderful experience of being cleansed and purged and redeemed and bought back from our Father. Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, just came to live inside of you. John chapter 14, God Almighty said, Jesus said, the Father, the Holy Spirit, and me, Jesus, are going to come and make our abode inside of you. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, God said, I'm going to dwell amongst them and be in them, and I'll be their God, or I'll be their Father, and they'll be my children. That means your Father lives in here. I had a wonderful dad, Robert Jacob. I don't know what my dad's deal is. He decided to go to heaven before all of us. What am I doing? I can't contact him. You see, Father God lives right here, and you've been reconciled to him. And you're going to say, well, Pastor, I don't even know all this stuff. No, but we do. And then those that we're connected to do. And those that they're connected to do, and we'll lead you. We got excellent, very interactive teachings available that you can be a part of, and you can learn everything about the Christian life. And I encourage you, shoot me an email, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. If all 10,000 of you send an email to me at the same time, we'll get them answered. We really will. And it'll be a blessing to you and to your family. And make sure you show up on Sunday morning right here because we'll do communion together in Jesus' name. Now, Father's told us on a radio station or two or 10 or all of them, and have our message that we teach on the regular stick radio stations. What do you call them? Terrestrial. And the first one we see to go on is $29 program. And there's 20 programs a month. If you would like to partner for one of those sessions, we would receive your partnership. It's a good place to sow seed. It's going to be a powerful program. And you can just contact us right down there in the comments or in the notes section is a link on the website where you can donate and then earmark it and say, this is for the radio, and it'll go straight into the radio. And we'll be able to be a blessing to that community. Kansas City is the first one we're going to go into. And why that one? Don't have any idea, because that's where God led us. You don't have to ask. You don't have to wonder. Just go. So if that's in your heart and you like to sow toward that, it's a great place to sow a seed. There'll be a hundredfold return for you and your life so you can preach the gospel more right here on this earth. That's how God works. I don't know how. I don't know where it come from, but he don't fail his promise. And it'll be a blessing to the ministry. And we'll all do this together. 45 nations of the world are streaming with us. That's amazing. That is our God. Because I haven't advertised anywhere. Don't even know how they're finding me. But finding us. But that's okay. So, remember this. That we love you. We really do.
We do. We love you.
And God loves you.
God loves you.
And Jesus is Lord. And I'm serious. Send me an email. And I'll help you find God. If you're a lady, then my wife will help you find God. And we'll be a blessing to you. See you again real soon. Tomorrow morning, right here, same time, reading some more of this amazing, majestic word of God. In Jesus' mighty name. See you soon. Those of you around the world on Blog Talk Radio, I remind you again, I want to help you get this translated into your native language in your nation that you're in. Contact me. Send me an email and say, Pastor, how in the world are we going to do this? And I will show you how we're going to do it. And we'll reach your nation with this same word that I'm reading to you right now. In Jesus' mighty name. See you soon. God bless you.